USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Trump is remembering Rush Limbaugh after learning the conservative radio host passed away today.
3 or 4 days ago, I'd call him just to find out. You know, his fight was very, very courageous. He was very, very sick. From diagnosis on, it was just something that was not going to be beaten, but you wouldn't know it.
The former president speaking there on Fox News, the 70-year-old Limbaugh died after a year-long battle with advanced lung cancer. The Electric Reliability Council of Texas is not sure when power will be completely restored to Texas.
The answer really depends on the availability of those generators. We're working with them around the clock. Some of them are facing constraints in getting their generating units back online.
ERCOT CEO Bill Magnus says they're hoping to provide a balance across the system, and catastrophic blackouts would happen if it gets even more out of balance. USA Radio News.
It may soon be the biggest issue of our time, the NRA and your gun freedoms. President Biden says he will defeat the NRA. And there are efforts to limit your guns, tax them, and even put the NRA out of business permanently. All this week, Newsmax TV's Stinchfield tells the real story about Joe Biden's war on the NRA. Watch Stinchfield at 8 p.m. Eastern to find out how the NRA is fighting back. Stinchfield is unafraid to tell you the truth. Everyone is tuning in. Newsmax TV is now the fourth highest-rated cable news channel. It's on all major cable systems. Check your cable guide. If they don't carry Newsmax, call them. Or just download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone or smart TV and watch us anywhere. So watch Newsmax for Stinchfield and real news you can trust. 30 million Americans watch Newsmax all the time. You should too.
For more than 10 years, Joe Manchin has straddled the fault lines of American politics from his seat in the U.S. Senate. As a Democrat from West Virginia, Manchin continues to win elections even in the deep red Republican stronghold. Manchin's vote will be needed to pass the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package, which includes raising the minimum wage to $15. Something that many West Virginia businesses are not in favor of. Rob Petticord is a business owner. He tells Fox Business,
there's a lot of forces pulling him different ways, and he definitely has the chance to stand up for West Virginia and America. And if nothing else, be a hero to West Virginians. Because what they're trying to do on every front they're doing is against America and against West Virginia.
Catholics around the world celebrating Ash Wednesday today, which marks the start of Lent, 6.5 weeks before Easter. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill reacting to news of a new commission being put forth by Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says she will try to establish a 9/11-style commission to investigate the riots at the Capitol on January 6th. But Republican lawmakers have asked the Speaker for details about what she knew about security threats before that day. Representative Mike Turner says that Capitol Police presented the House's sergeant-at-arms with evidence that there could be violence. The Ohio Republican tells Newsmax TV that Pelosi needs to address what happened with that intelligence.
That he had informed the sergeant-at-arms, and the sergeant-at-arms had declined that additional support. Now, everyone assumed, and the understanding is, the Sergeant of Arms reports directly to the Speaker of the House, he would certainly have gone to her and to her office and requested and given them the information and requested guidance before he would have rejected that additional protection. So this is going to be pretty important, because if it turns out that Nancy Pelosi turned down additional protection for the Capitol, she may have, in the end, brought forth articles of impeachment because she turned down appropriate protection for the Capitol.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Senator Lisa Murkowski is facing possible censure after voting to convict former President Donald Trump of incitement of insurrection. Speaking with reporters after returning from her home state, the Alaska Republican says she stands her ground over the vote she cast. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.